T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about the Sixers. Cheddar Camera John Johnson. You just heard that little, I guess we call that a stager. Is that what we call it, James?
Look at you.
We call it a stager in radio lingo. So it said when we talk Sixers, we talk here, and that's true. So here's one thing for the Sixers. The Sixers, two stars, passed by Carter Hart. Passed by Carter Hart. Simple as that. Today's Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, I believe all current athletes in Philadelphia sports, and that includes Wentz, that includes Real Muto, that includes Harper, that includes Giroux, includes all of them. I think they've all been passed by Carter Hart. Today's question, is Carter Hart the best player in Philadelphia sports? Now, we're not talking projections. We're not talking, you know, distant past. This isn't once and for all week. This isn't what's 2027 going to be. This is who is the best player in Philadelphia sports by asking the question, is Carter Hart the best player in Philadelphia sports? I believe he is. You can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, A, yes, B, no. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. You can also weigh in on the phone lines on that at 215-592-9494. Jeff in Glenside's with us. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I was hoping to call talk Flyers, but I'm glad this Joe Girardi topic came up. So here's my perspective on Joe Girardi. If you look at his career, he started with the Marlins. You know, he first job, managerial job, had no say in player personnel, right? Just did his job on the field, lowest payroll, manager of the year, did a great job, really good field general. Yankees had no say in player personnel, right? That's Cashman. Cashman was making the call on anything, as was Steinbrenner. But the difference between those situations, specifically the Yankees, is you had a competent front office, right? Cashman, you know, although he had unlimited funds, was tremendous at drafting, tremendous at player development. So Joe Girardi really never had to go in and say, I need this guy or I need that guy. His job was to manage the players that he had and do what he had to do. And that's all he ever did. He never was a guy that would go in and knock on the door and say, you know, you need me to go, I need Aroldis Chapman, or I need this guy. So I was not expecting Joe Girardi to come in and be this fire and brimstone. I was expecting a guy that was going to be a disciplinarian, a team that was going to be fundamentally sound, a team that would play hard every night, and I'm not seeing that. That game the other night, ooh, was an abomination. Joe Girardi, I thought he was going to quit that night. That game was just disgusting.
I've had my first doubts about Girardi as a disciplinarian when he continuously puts in Roman Quinn, even though Roman Quinn continuously makes boneheaded decisions in the field. Yet there's some type of infatuation with him, but I'm like, well, maybe he's just not as big a disciplinarian as I was hoping he would be.
And Roman Quinn had a killer bad at bat in the eighth inning last night. I mean, it wasn't like flailing at bad pitches, but it was just didn't get the job done in a key spot when you had a chance to surge and tie the game up.
Roman Quinn's had bad. I mean, the other night that bad game. You know, you're down two runs, you're up 2-0 in the count.
Couldn't hit a fly ball.
And that's the part about this Joe Girardi that's got me disappointed. Was I disappointed in what he said this morning? A little bit, but I'm not surprised. It's just my anger is at the lack of discipline, but it's really at this front office that has continually, you know, Klentak's been here for, what, 7 years now?
No, not that long.
Five.
Not that long?
Yeah. 5 years.
There's no player development. There's nothing coming up in the minors. And I think Joe Girardi's got to deal with what he has. And but, again, with Joe Girardi, not too surprised. I need to see a team that's going to play hard and be disciplined. I have not seen that.
All right, Jeff, give me a movie with the in the title.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's a big answer right there.
Great answer.
Yeah, it really is.
Very good movie.
Yeah. And it brings to mind another issue. I disagree, James, with what you said last segment. I do think we got to allow sequels. I mean, it's probably the best of them. But, I mean, just if someone wanted to say another.
That's fine. I wasn't going to vote for The Godfather 2 over The Godfather. So.
A lot of people think it's better. I'll put my hand up and say I'm one of them.
Look, it's close. I think I honestly look at them as one long movie. I think that's the best way to look at it.
But you do know they are, in fact, two different movies.
Obviously,
right?
But you should watch them together, Joe. You should take 7 hours and watch them together, man. That's the way to do it.
Who decides the winner in the end? Is it a collective?
It's a collective.
It
is.
Well, Godfather 2 is not winning.
So there we go.
Well, we know it's not winning.
Oh, okay. So we're fine then.
The point is we were both not going to vote for it over The Godfather.
Okay.
So we actually helped people out by doing that so someone doesn't say a losing answer.
But my point is if someone...
You're welcome. Joe didn't get to, you know,
all right.
get
I'm just
his
saying,
way.
Because there's other sequels that could be said.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
I mean,
cool.
There's some major sequels that could be said as winning answers.
Sure. They also have a different name in certain cases, or at least some version of a different name.
All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get to another part of what Girardi had to say today with Angelo. And this also, I would refer to myself as dismayed to hear his answer about the bullpen today. Because, sure, the bullpen has struggled, and sure, there have been some injuries unexpectedly. But the reality is the two main guys that you would have loved to count on, you knew 6 months ago you couldn't count on them. 8 months ago, whenever free agency started, you knew you couldn't count on Sir Anthony and David Robertson. Now, yeah, maybe David Robertson maybe gets in there at a latter portion of the season. But the reality is, I mean, you know, the season's ticking. He's nowhere really close to playing too soon. There's not that many games, and I was disappointed in this answer. Listen to Girardi. Angelo asked him about the bullpen and kind of like, what's up with the bullpen? And Joe Girardi talking about that today, and I was really disappointed that out of the – this felt to me like Company Guy, because out of the gate, he references Sir Anthony and he references David Robertson. It's like, yo, Joe, the guy that watches two Phillies games know that they weren't going to contribute. Here he is.
Well, I think there's a lot of injuries that you can look at. You can look at, you know, a Sir Anthony Dominguez. You can look at a David Robertson. You can look at a Victor Arano. These were guys that were used to doing things later in games, and we don't have those guys. Ranger Suarez, who threw very well last year out of the bullpen, we don't have him. Ranger's throwing a bullpen today, and then he will go to Lehigh Valley, and we'll start getting him against hitters. I think Robertson's throwing another bullpen on Saturday, and then he'll probably go to Lehigh Valley to start facing some hitters. So hopefully we're getting those guys back. But it's what happens when you have a myriad of injuries, because you can't always just go out and just add another, you know, $30, $40 million in payroll because of injuries. It just doesn't happen. So we've been forced to use some young kids that don't have a lot of experience, and it's kind of what's happened.
And so, John, you see this flat bullpen. They had a chance, obviously, knowing that these guys. Let's put it this way. That's like a Nets coach saying our forwards aren't better because Kevin Durant's out for the year.
Some people hear Joe Girardi say that, and they get angry. They say, that's ridiculous. You know they weren't going to have him for 4 months. You weren't going to likely have either of those guys this season anyway, and you're using that as a cop-out. I'm more upset. All the potential candidates to be the Phillies' next manager, and I was so happy when they brought in Girardi, I would never expect someone like him to use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Because they're not all unproven pitchers on this relief staff. They brought some guys back who have been on this team for multiple years. Someone of his cachet, his experience, his record, to say, well, some of these guys, they have to be better in these situations. We're going to work with them. And he avoided speaking all of that.
There was a lot
I'm upset because I'm always going to go back to this until I start to see him I don't know, I don't want to say step on toes, but, you know, make it known that guys aren't performing right.
Well, saying a little too Gabe Kapler-esque,
yes,
maybe?
Yes.
Is that, I mean, how much should we kill Gabe Kapler for not, you know, saying the truth about guys? I mean, that was a BS answer.
It was.
That was, I mean, how many times did we rant on this show about them trusting Sir Anthony Dominguez and knowing for a fact he was not going to contribute this year? David Robertson and Tommy John in August of last year. Are you kidding me? What are we talking about here? Like, that answer made me angrier than anything he said in the entire interview.
That was terrible.
It's a joke. That's
Listen,
a joke of an answer.
There are years and there are groups, subsets of a team, like Doug Peterson last year with the defensive backs. I mean, there are times your whole room gets wiped out. I mean, you know, in 1991, yeah, Rich Kotite, his whole quarterback room got knocked out. Randall got knocked out. Jim McMahon got hurt. You're down to Pat Ryan and Brad Gable and Jeff Kemp. Like, okay, it's going to happen sometimes. And a coach can say, you know what, whether you want to use this as an excuse or not, it's an explanation for why we weren't as good as we could have been because we got decimated in season. Okay, that happens sometimes. There's no doubt that happens sometimes. 2018 Eagles got decimated. It's part of what made it, I thought, really special that they still made the playoffs.
Totally.
Despite, like, I don't know, 30 injuries. They lost every
Remember
running back that year.
Saints game, we were like, this team's yeah. just done for the year. They got nothing.
I mean, they were down to Jamal Adams. Is that his name? Jamal?
No,
what's his name?
Oh, my goodness.
Not Jamal Adams. What's that guy's name?
Local kid.
Yeah, something Adams.
Oh, my God, it's killing me right now with the J.
Something Adams.
Josh Adams? No.
What was his name, right. John? Well, anyway, the running back.
I'm drawing a blank.
Josh
either.
Adams, maybe? I think it might be Josh Adams. I think it's Josh Adams.
But, like, every running back got hurt.
It doesn't sound right.
Like, a J.J. got hurt
Josh
that year.
Adams.
Yeah. I thought so.
Like, they all got hurt that year. Okay, so, okay. But don't give me David Robertson and Sir Anthony.
Because they didn't get hurt this year. That's the crazy thing. Like, what are we talking about? If he had lost three relievers in the first week of the season, we'd say, okay, Joe, you lost those guys. He's talking about guys who are never a part of anything.
I'm
like,
amazed.
It's crazy.
I am. 215-592. 94,
I'm telling 94. You, Middleton plays a much bigger part than people think. Everybody's praising Middleton for being the Steinbrenner of the South. There's a huge problem that comes with that. He wants to assert his authority.
All right, what do you make of it? Not good, man. Joe DeCameron, John Johnson in for Richie today on 94 WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, the way to go for all sorts of games and leagues. And how about this? UFC 252. It's coming up on Saturday. No better place to place the bet and get in on the action than with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook has a special UFC 252 offer for new users. Just sign up with promo code Joe. That's promo code Joe to get exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic to win the title fight at UFC 252. That means, now listen to this, tremendous. That means you can pick either fighter to win and then place the bet of just $5 for a chance to win $125. Spectacular. FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sports betting site for a reason, and I'm sure you can tell when you hear a promotion like that, and frankly, for many reasons. They've got a simple, intuitive app, makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, and then to lock in. And once you win, FanDuel will get you your cash fast in as little as 24 hours. This week also, you can place a pregame correct score wager on any Champions League soccer game, and if your bet loses, but your selected team still wins, you'll get a refund in site credit with a max of $50. It's all there for you. At FanDuel Sportsbook, to get in on the 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic, FanDuel.com/Joe. FanDuel.com/Joe to bet with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.